Father, we give you the praise. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. The privilege of relationship. The privilege of connection. The privilege of association. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. In Jesus' precious name. Because not one person here will leave here the same way they have come. Thank you again, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. What can I do without you, no matter how high I choose to try? You are everything to me in everything. What can I do without you, no matter how high I choose to try? You are everything to me. Lord, I cannot do without you, no matter how hard I choose to try. You are everything to me, everything. Lord, I cannot do without you, no matter how hard I choose to try. You are everything to me. In everything. What I can do without you, no matter how choose to try. You are everything to me. In everything. What I can do without you, no matter how choose to try. And you are everything to me. In everything. Somebody say a loud amen. I welcome everyone here today in the precious name of Jesus, and greetings from La Côte d'Ivoire. Mighty, awesome manifestations of God in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your right hand one moment and just speak to God and ask Him to talk to you today. Ask Him to talk to you this morning. Speak to Him. Psalm 67, verse 5, all the way to verse 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' precious name. The blessing of praise. And this is part two. We're in the month of our light has come, and the glory is risen through the power of praise in this 12th month. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Our objective is to understand the blessing that praise offers. In the first service, we saw one of the most blessed persons in scripture. His name was David. A major secret of David was praise. Here again, we are looking at the symbol of wealth in the Old Testament. The symbol of wealth. After you have spoken about Abraham, the person you want to talk about, the symbol of wealth, is called Solomon. He was a man of songs. Until he wrote a book titled Songs of Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 32. Concerning Solomon, the Bible said he spake 3,000 proverbs. And his songs were 1,005. He was a man of songs. A man of praise. So there is a blessing that is inherent in praise, in songs. What is the blessing of praise? We are going to look at the same things like the first service, except that we are looking at different scriptures and also looking at different outcomes. Number one is the blessing of his presence. The blessing of praise is the blessing of his presence. In Psalm 89 verse 15, it says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of thy countenance. In Psalm 100 verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Every praiser is a presence carrier. Every worshiper is a glory container, a glory transmitter, a glory bearer. You can be dry without praise, but you can never be dry with praise. And what is the value of God's presence? Why will you need God's presence? In the first service, we said the presence of God is key to rest. But in this service, we shall see that the presence of God is key to pleasure. Is key to pleasure. Is cure for pressure. For in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 verse 11. The presence of God is key to pleasure. Is cure for pressure. I announce today, this presence that is coming out of this praise is going to guarantee pleasure for somebody. And is going to kill pressure in the life of someone. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. So number one is the blessing of his presence. Number two is the blessing of divine guidance and direction. Isaiah chapter 30 and in verse 29. He said, you shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pipe to come to the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29 and 30. When you have a song, it is easy to connect the voice. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, there was a situation in which Elisha the prophet needed the hand of the Lord, or rather, needed to hear the voice of God. And they brought him a minstrel. And as the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. Somebody say, aloud, amen. It wasn't the voice of the Lord that came upon Elisha. It was the hand of the Lord. The voice may come for direction, but the hand comes for guidance. The hand of the Lord comes to guide. He comes to guide.
He says, thus says the Lord to Cyrus, Isaiah 45, verse 1, whose right hand I have holding? Whose right hand I have holding? When the hand of God comes, it comes to hold you, to guide you, holding, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the tulip gates, and the gates shall not be shod. And I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I am holding your hands. I'm holding your hands and taking you into where you haven't been before. Am I communicating? And that hand of the Lord, that is the hand of guidance, landed at the frequency of praise. Somebody say a loud amen. I speak to someone here today, the hand of the Lord that will guide you and lead you where you need to go in this Christmas, in this December, is coming your way at this frequency of praise. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud most amen. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive your guiding hand. I receive today, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. What is the value of guidance? Number one, in the first service we said that guidance brings peace. But in this second service, we are looking at this. Divine guidance brings safety. Brings safety. It is not possible for God to be holding your hand and you are afraid of terror from hell. Psalm 23 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now the shepherd guides. He doesn't just speak to you. He goes with you. Yeah. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Divine guidance brings safety. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide you with my eye. So God guides with the hand, he guides with the eyes. I will guide you with my eye. Now, when the eye of God is upon you, what is the outcome? Psalm 33 verse 18 to 19. Psalm 33, 8 to 19. He said, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Why is his eye upon them? To deliver their soul from death. Mahashato. And to keep them alive in famine. So when the Lord, when you praise, God guides. When God guides with his hand unto safety, guides you with his eyes. Eyes are upon you. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Everyone here today who is a victim of danger, everything threatening your life at this time, I declare the threat is over. If you are saying amen, it could be louder. The threat is over. The threat is over. The threat is over. Shout the loudest. Amen. It's a blessing. Please take your seat. Of divine guidance that brings safety. Number three is the blessing of divine provision. The blessing of divine provision. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, when David was carrying the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem, the people praised and they danced. In verse 15, they praised, they danced. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David. All right, let's jump to verse 18. That's not our concern for today. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt, he gave among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the women as men, to everyone he gave a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. They finished praising. They didn't go empty-handed. They finished dancing. They didn't go empty-stomached. I announced to someone here today, the blessing of the Lord that is going to come from this altar of praise this morning is going to satisfy you, is going to give you fulfillment, is going to give you supernatural supplies. Shout the loudest, amen. What is the value of divine provision? Why do you need provision? Number one, it is necessary for the service of God without distraction. So that you are not distracted with lack. We say that in the first service. But for this service, divine provision is necessary for kingdom expansion without stress. For kingdom expansion. So that you can be a participant in the aggressive expansion of the kingdom that is going on all around the world. Kingdom expansion without stress. Somebody say a loud amen. In Zechariah chapter 7, chapter 1 verse 17, you say, my city's true prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. In Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1 to 3, we just read it now, I will usher you into the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. That's in verse 3. And in verse 13 he said, he will build my cities. He will build my cities. There are people seated here today. In a short while from now, beginning from today, Jehovah will commit resources into your hands. That amen can be better. Shout the loudest, believers, amen. Jehovah will commit resources into your hands. Resources that will be used to build the kingdom. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Your season of scarcity and poverty is over forever. That is the blessing of divine provision. Number four is the blessing of divine favor. Somebody say favor. Somebody say favor. Somebody shout it loud and say favor. Somebody shout it loud and say favor. Psalm 33 verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise. One translation says, praise looks good on you. Look at your neighbor, say, praise looks good on you. Look at somebody and say, praise looks good on you. So it is important to know that praise is a dress. It's a very, very fine dress. Hey! at your neighbor, say, where you are stressed, wear your dress of praise. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 3 confirms further that praise is a garment to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Every time you want to go for an interview, one of the things to wear is praise. Wear praise. And the dressing of praise will produce the effect of favor. Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor. How many of you have ever worn a dress before? People don't really know you and they don't care who you are. You see, I don't really know who you are, but I just like the way you are looking. Have they complimented you like that before? There is a example, the speaker.
Yes, all the time.
Inside the aircraft. In fact, there is a pilot that is insisting that I should give him my suit. Yes. He flies us all the time. He say, this is your suit. Give me one. Just give me one. I said, there is a way it looks on you. So we are arranging to measure him. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are ways you dress, you look, that opens doors. And there are ways to look that can close doors. It won't cost dog to bark. When dog see yellow socks with purple swan white coat, you say, what is my eye seeing? Whoa. Hallelujah. This is very, very important. Don't ever forget. Rejection can be swallowed up by your praise. Disfavor can be swallowed up by your praise. I prophesy to someone here, as you move out of here with the garment of praise, with the dressing of praise, every trace of rejection, every trace of disfavor disappears forever. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. What is the impact of favor? This is very, very important. In the first service, I said that favor will take you to your high places in life. But look at this. Favor grants access. Grants you access to your inheritance and possession in God. The things that belong to you, your inheritance, your possession in God, can be delivered into your hands by favor. In Psalm 44 verse 3, look at that. He said, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. They got the land, but it wasn't by fight. Neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. See, there is a land that favor gives. Land. They didn't get the land by power. They got it by favor. Where we are now, someone came, I won't mention name now, I've mentioned the name before. He said, how was this land gotten here by this road? You know what he said? Even if you have the money, how do you find it to buy? Because obviously it appeared like there was nothing anymore to buy anywhere here. We looked for it until we went to another place, until God brought us here by favor. There is a business that connects only favor can give. Can I say, Father? There is a husband, a wife, that only favor can give. He that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and what's what? Obtaineth favor. That kind of wife that will not give you stress. That kind of husband that will not crucify you. That will not use you for money ritual. That kind of husband that will pamper you. Let me tell you a funny story. We went for a program about 2 weeks ago. And then Dr. Miss Anencha was about to enter the car. And then she was tripping to fall like that. So I just ran on the spot. Held her up. Yes. With electricity and all the reflex on the spot. And lifted her up. And I said, are you okay? Are you really okay? She said, yes, I'm okay, sir, I'm okay. So I opened the door for her, she entered. Just because of that situation. And then I entered and we moved. Later on, the pastor who received us, he said, I have learned something today. So he was standing by his wife. He just held the wife and said, are you okay? And then held the wife's hand and began to go like this. The man said, leave me alone. When did this one start? They are watching us as we are talking now. They are connected. So I asked her, I said, what happened? He said, because he saw you and mommy is now holding my hand. I said, are you okay? Are you okay? But after that day, he has not stopped. She testified that the man hasn't stopped. That on the contrary, this one, she wanted to trip and I held her, are you okay? His own is under the mask. Are you okay? Giving the Lord a praise, give him a loud shout of praise. I prophesy to you today, what the favor of God will give, what only the favor of God can give, whether it is property or life partner or grace or open door, whatever the favor of God will give, I prophesy it is being released for you right now. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say the favor of God will usher you into your inheritance, into your possession. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Favor grants you access to your inheritance. In Deuteronomy chapter 33 and in verse 23. And of Naphtali he said, oh Naphtali, satisfied with favor. Once you are satisfied with favor, full of the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. You are satisfied with favor, possess. Once you are satisfied with favor, the next thing to do is possess. Somebody shall possess by favor in Jesus' precious name. Now I'm going to rush very, very quickly. The blessing of, number fifth blessing is the blessing of divine opening. The blessing of divine openings. The blessing of divine openings. When you are connected to the blessing of God, the doors open. The doors open. The doors open. The doors open. The blessing of divine opening. Acts chapter 16 verse 25. Paul and Silas was in the prison. They prayed and they sang. And suddenly there was an earthquake. And the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all doors were opened. This open door happened by the power of praise. Divine opening. In Revelation chapter 3 and in verse 7 and 8. Revelation chapter 3 and in verse 7 and 8. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write. This thing said, he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Say, I know your words, and behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. No man can shut it. The key of David, you know David? David is the praiser, and the key of David is the key of praise. I announce to someone here today, your praise is about to open a door for you. It's about to open the womb of somebody. Praise is about to open the door of the womb, the door of your career, the door of destiny, the door of the future. You believe, shout the loudest, amen. What is the value of divine opening? In the first service, what we saw was that openings grant exit. Dunamis Zaria, powerful. Openings grant exit from captivity. Number two, divine openings happen to grant access to destiny. God opens your door so you can live where you don't want to stay. He also opens the door so you can enter where you are meant to be. Do you understand? He opens the door so you can get out of where you are not meant to be. He also opens the door so you can step into where you are meant to be. He opens the door so you get out of where you are not meant to be. And he opens the door so you can step into where you are meant to be. Revelation 3 and in verse 7 and 8 told us of how God is opening the door. I prophesy to someone here today. Every door that needs to open for you to step into your destiny is opening up right now. And every door that needs to open for you to get out of captivity is also opening for you right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. Number six is the blessing of victory in battle. Victory in battle. Second Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 22. Second Chronicles 20:22. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. This was when the army of three nations came against Israel. When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were coming against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. They were praising God and the enemy finished themselves. As we praise God in the next few minutes now, every enemy of your life, an enemy of our soul, enemy of our nation, they shall finish themselves. Someone say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Why do you need to be victorious in battle? First, victory in battle is required for you to access your inheritance. Joshua 6:20, the wall of Jericho collapsed and they were able to access their inheritance. And secondly, victory in battle is required to fulfill purpose and destiny. Battles surround big destinies. Big destinies are surrounded with battles. In case you say my life is so full of battles, good news is, it's because of how big your destiny is. Some of you, like myself, even your birth, your own birth, how you were born, was battle. My mother bled at 6 weeks of pregnancy until they thought that she had miscarried. And it was concluded that she had miscarried. But the pregnancy continued. Because not every pregnancy is miscarriable. Hey! And she continued till 6 months. Was in labor, they refused for her to deliver. They said she wasn't in labor. Returned back home and delivered that in the house on the bare ground by herself. No midwife. This child you are seeing standing here was born and dropped on the floor. She cut the cord herself. Delivered her placenta before people came. Child began to grow. Febrile convulsion. Fitting. Convulsion. Mother will have to run back from wherever she was. Because the black of the eye is gone. Only the white is out. Why was there so much fight? Conception. Growing up. Because the devil perceived that there was a very dangerous future. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. A very, very terrific future. A future that is dangerous to his existence. Dangerous to his existence. Dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. And that devil fought, but the devil failed. I am here to announce to somebody, I don't know the fight you are involved in. Whether your birth was with a fight or your growing up was with a fight, I am here to announce to you, by the praise of today, that fight is broken. And what the devil is afraid of concerning your life, because if he doesn't fear you, he won't fight you. Nobody fighting significant people. Did you hear that, son? Heard it? Nobody fighting significant people. He fights you because of how much he fears you. But one thing I know is, according to scripture, the fear of the wicked shall come on him. Amen. Whatever the devil is afraid of, that is the reason for the fight. That fear will happen to him. Whatever the devil is afraid of. You see, even children that have very big destinies, the devil delayed their birth. Isaac, Jacob and Esau, Gideon, Samson, John the Baptist, Samuel. You can go on and on and on and on. Not that the others are insignificant. They are all very significant. But for one reason or the other, he's trying to prevent this one from being born on time. But he never succeeds. Because they eventually get born. Somebody say aloud, amen. One more time I announce, every current battle in your life, every fight from the pit of hell that is threatening your destiny and God's purpose for your life, that battle is over now. Battle against your marital destiny, against your financial destiny, your spiritual destiny, your calling, God. The battle against the seed of your womb, the fruit of your womb, that battle is over today. Please take your seat for fulfillment of purpose. We need victory. And finally, the blessing of praise is the blessing of life. Blessing of life. To praise God is to live. To live is to praise God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We saw it earlier on. Psalm 150 verse 6. And we said also the opposite is the same. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that praise the Lord have breath. Psalm 119 verse 175. Let my soul live. All I want you to do for me, Baba, just permit me to live. And I will praise you. Say there, I'm not living. Provided I am living. Dole, I must praise. Somebody say amen. Let, that is a contract, it's a covenant. Let my soul live and it shall praise. Alright, live. Okay, I praise. Do you know the revelational equation? If you are ready to praise, no devil can stop your life. Let my soul live. Grant me the lease of life. And I will grant you the praise of my life. Someone say a loud amen. Amen. The forces of your father's house are too tiny to stop you before your time. That, see that, daughter of God? Breast cancer trying to arrive in a hurry. Razor marks on the breast. Next thing, eruptions. Next thing, lymph nodes. Leg needs. That one, you don't need to do much of investigation. It's so clear. But it dried on the spot. Lest my soul live. The way vehicles go to the filling station to get fuel so that they don't stop on the road, so that they keep on moving. You go to the praise station. Give praise. So you keep moving. You keep living. Stand on your feet. Is there somebody here who wants to go to the praise station? The praise station. The praise station. The praise station. To give, help the man there. To give praise. To give praise. To give praise. To give praise. So you can keep on living. Somebody say amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I've come to the praise station. Not train or praise. I've come to the praise station to give praise, to gain life. I know that there is some level of slight heat. But if you have to sweat it out this afternoon, so you don't sweat in the office anymore, so you don't sweat in real life. But I also want to announce to you that for that, you know, we talked of acoustic and AC seed. It's still ongoing, but the template has already been laid. The ductings for the ACs are here. And then further ducting for further air conditioning is commencing immediately. Just for your information. So that you can labor patiently. So it can fuel your patience. But when it is time to praise, sweat it out once and for all. And let the premature death devils of your father's house look for themselves to kill. Shout yes! The louder shout of yes! The louder shout of yes! Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Anybody ready to praise here today? You need a blessing of life. You need a blessing of His presence. You need a blessing of guidance. The blessing of divine provision. The blessing of divine favor. The blessing of divine openings. The blessing of victory in battle. The blessing of life. We looked at three keys to effective praise. Number one, praise in uprightness. Praise with a clear conscience. Psalm 69 and in verse 30. Psalm 69 and in verse 30. He said, I will praise the name of God with a song. Right? Alright, just before then. Psalm 111 verse 1. 121. If 22 is 222 and 333 is 333 and 444 is 444 and 555 is 555 and 666 is 666 and 777 is 777, then 111 is 121. It makes sense like that. Psalm 111 verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright. And in the congregation, in the assembly of the upright, 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 in the congregation, a clear conscience. When you are not moving about with a conscience that is defiled with lying and cheating and stealing and killing and murder and uncleanness of all sorts, that is when it is acceptable. Number two, praise with thanksgiving. The fact that you are alive is a cause for thanks. Psalm 69 verse 30, where we were just trying to read now, he said, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. A thankless praise is fruitless praise. I'm almost restraining myself from calling it useless praise. For we enter his gate with thanksgiving, and then we enter his court with praise. It's impactless praise. It's praising from the outside, because it is thanksgiving and grants you access into his presence. Thanking him for the fact that you are alive. Thanking him because what some people want from you, for you, didn't happen to you. How many of you know that there are many people who are surprised that you are still alive? That you are still doing well. You are still dressing well. You are still looking fine. And I have bad news for them. What they are expecting is to return back to them. Anybody who wants you dead before your time, eat death before time is good, they shall taste it. Because the Bible says, he that diggeth a pit shall fall therein. Anybody who wants you to survive by begging, if begging is good, they will experience it first. First and last. See, this life is just so terrible. While somebody sees somebody moving and just begin to wish very bad things. Terrible wishes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anybody who wish you evil, they will reap the harvest of that evil. So just go ahead and thank your God. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him, worship him for things he delivered you from that you are not even aware of. They put something in food for you, you ate, and they were watching you, nothing happened. They shook hands with you, they expected paralysis. And you are standing with your two hands. Do you understand what I'm saying here today? They went to the herbalist, native doctor, witch doctor, said he has finished the work. And in the physical, the work didn't finish. Hey! 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 stand up on your feet with the Lord and shout of victory. Hey! This kind God, oh, I never see your type, oh. This kind God, oh, remain standing. How many of you know there are people who claim to receive visions or dreams or prophecies about you that are not good? That's number one. Number two, they want you to agree that what they saw is correct. Number three, they will be angry if you refuse to accept that revelation is correct. Number four, they will be angry if it doesn't come to pass according to what they saw, that they claim to see, that you refuse to accept. Which means they will be happy if it happens. So they say, I saw it. That devil is a bastard. He may be saying people are bad, oh, don't go too far. Jonah was like that. When Jonah saw that Nineveh would be destroyed, he came and preached in Nineveh. Nineveh people repented. God didn't destroy them. Jonah got angry. I know you are a merciful God. You won't do it. Why did you send me? You say you would destroy the people. You didn't destroy them. Allah, 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 Allah. Trouble there for the kingdom of darkness. Never comply or agree with any declaration, revelation, vision, prophecy, dream, whether of somebody else or of yourself, that is not in line with the word of God. Somebody claimed, saw something some time ago, was discussing with me. I said, no, no. You are talking about somebody else completely. Completely, completely. Is that right? Yes, absolutely. Someone came to me with one revelation some time ago. I said, I gave my life to Christ before you were born. That one, I don't know whether he's a Christian now. Yes. So, calm down. Before you heard God for the first time, we heard him since. Do you understand? Don't ever be intimidated. Remain in humility under God and continuously beg God to speak to you. If you can't hear God, at least you can dream, dream. Let it can pass through any means to talk to you direct. And whatever is showed anybody or said to anybody becomes a confirmation of what you are already aware of. Johannesburg, South Africa. Give the Lord the praise. Somebody say amen. The third thing you have to do is to praise him. Now, so when we start praising him now, be thanking God that all the dreams that people will want to share later didn't come to pass. I saw it. Just that I didn't know who to tell. That is canceled. And everyone, the devil is showing you yourself. That is not correct. It's canceled. Yeah. Finally, number three, you praise him with sacrifice. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise. as we offer, as we offer unto thee, let us sacrifice Jesus. Chapter 13, verse 15, remain standing. By him, therefore, let us offer continually. Offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The sacrifice of praise continually. Continually. The sacrifice of praise. Let your praise affect your resources. Let your praise affect your resources. Let your praise affect your releases. Let your praise affect all that you are. You can praise and dance from now till tomorrow, but you struggle to give, struggle to tithe, struggle when they are mentioning kingdom projects, you shake your head and shake your ears. It's not to me, it's to another person. There are activity groups in the church that get very busy during offering time. That is not wisdom. That is unwisdom. You say somebody is unwise. That's unwisdom. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom causes you to understand the way of profit. Hallelujah. Merge your praise with your giving. Solomon, like I mentioned, was a symbol of songs. The same Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings until God showed up and said, what do you want? I see God showing up for somebody today. Is somebody ready to celebrate God? Somebody ready to give him the praise? Lift up your two hands and we're going to give the Lord an 8 minute. The 8 minutes is for a new beginning. Appreciate him for the word you have heard today. Worship him, honor him, adore him, magnify him. Magnify him, glorify him. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elayom, thank you. Rafeka, thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Will you be able to take 7 to 8 minutes and just let God know you want to praise him and connect with that the blessings mentioned? Look at your neighbor, say, I want to praise God. You may be very, very civilized, but I am about to praise God with abandonment. If I look uncivilized in your eyes, that is all right. You don't know what brought me here. You know, people act based on their revelation. The revelation at their disposal. You know, when people say, I have done everything to the best of my knowledge. People behave to the best of their. So that is why you shouldn't emulate anybody. They are standing before somebody. Praise worship is going on. He's standing like Standard Bank. Like he's working with, as if he's the Standard Bank manager. You don't know the revelation is walking by. There were many blind people on the road. But the Bible says, when blind Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus passing, maybe the others didn't hear who was passing. And even if they heard, they didn't know who he was. He heard that it was Jesus. He shouted, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Oh.
The people say, keep quiet. Say, me, keep quiet. Will you give me your eyes? You say, I should keep quiet. Blind Bartimaeus, you are telling me to keep quiet. Will you give me your eyes to see? If you will give me your eyes, so I won't be blind again, I will keep quiet. But provided you are not going to give me your eyes, I will scream your head out. The Bible said he shouted them all. So, when you see this my guy dancing the way he is dancing, you don't know the revelation behind him. You don't know what he saw. You don't know what he heard. And you may be standing with him and angry and say, why is he behaving like that? It is none of your business. Behave your own behavior. This was the man that was listening to, mantles are falling, fresh fire is burning, the oil is dropping, the hand of God. And he's hearing this song that is playing in English, and it is hearing the song in Spanish from the CD, saying a fresh mantle is coming on you. It's an apostolic mantle, a prophetic mantle, a pastoral mantle. Come and receive it. He heard that from the CD that was playing in English and left his church. He's a pastor of a church. I'm sure that one of these days they will show you the clip of the church. He left the church one Sunday, two Sundays, three Sundays, four Sundays to sit here and be everywhere here until he drinks in everything he can drink and take fire to Venezuela and South America. Hey! La parata sete fito kaya da 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 da. Masata kaya ga la la lura ya da da da. Fire! Don't ever let anybody intimidate your behavior in the presence of God. If your friend thinks you are too vibrant in God's presence, maybe you are in the presence of the wrong friend. To God, I know they have friend. When it comes to the matters of God, you saw me before dancing in Canaan land with you saw me with before dancing. Allah, 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 Allah. When the dance started, and my leg began to move before I was aware. Aye. Cutting the ground, cut. Somebody shout amen. A louder amen. After the dance session, you can become civilized. I am a very serious gentleman. I'm sure you know that. Very serious gentleman. But when it comes to the devil, hey! First change, I change on the spot. Everything changes on the spot. Hey, hey, hey! The other day, okay, that's the pastor's church there. The other day, he left all of that. And he has been following from a distance. And he said, now I don't want to follow from a distance. I want to come in person. Give the Lord a praise. Remain standing.
The other day, my wife told me, Dr. Mr. Elencha, about a few days ago. He said, but you are brutal, oh. You are brutal, oh. I said, you don't know before. Because she had a clip of a tape.
I said, when the devil harass you, look at him and say, Jackie Keke Babarash, Lakite Kevega Barata Sata. Devil, understand and interpret. Understand, interpret, and act accordingly. Understand, interpret, act. Hallelujah. Are you ready to celebrate? Walk to seven people, tell them, I want to lose my peace. I want to lose my cool and dance like David in the presence of the Lord. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hit the road running.
When I think of where you brought me from.
worshiping. I connect with your blessing. I connect with the blessing of your presence. The blessing of praise.
Thank you.
you sevenfold blessings. They will place your hand and receive them now. These sevenfold blessings. Father, let these blessings flow. Let the blessings flow. Let the agenda of hell be arrested. Let the blessings flow. Let the blessings flow. Let the blessings flow. Lift your hands when I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. You scream, I receive. And place your hand on your head. Father, let your blessings flow today. Change somebody's life and story and testimony. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. And we give him the praise. Thank you, Master, for all that you have done. Be glorified, be honored, be adored. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands and take your seat. Anyone here today, you had an encounter, a touch from heaven, God did something for you just now. In the course of this service, you come to the front here. Let's find out what has happened. I told you we'll take like 5 at the most. Yes, go ahead.
Sir, for time's sake, let me run all 2 of them.
Mother, are you starting from here?
Yes.
All right.
Sir, when she entered into the assembly this morning, something blocked her chest. And she fainted, her heart. She fainted right there. There is a seat down there where they kept her. But you kept prophesying, mentioning that somebody is under the threat of death. Under the threat of death, immediately life came. And she woke up and was able to climb to the gallery and sat and was listening to the testimony.
I announce to everyone here today, anything that followed you to the church here, today they are checked back to hell. You shall live and fulfill your days, not be cut short before your time.
Left ear, partially deaf for 3 months, popped open right now in the service.
Partially.
Partially, sir. Couldn't hear well with the left ear.
That left ear, and now it is open.
In the course of the service, sir. This second service.
Yes.
Our sister wedded May and had an attack. Right, and could not walk since May till today, sir. As service was going on, snake came out of that leg and
snake came out of that leg
began to walk well.
Lift your hand on yourself and say, every stranger in my body, you are retrieved and returned to hell. In the name of Jesus.
Our brother Musa Cletus, a woman attacked her in the dream and scratched her eyes. You can see the eyes are red. The eyes began to water. But rather than the service, he realized that the watering had ended and the eyes became clear.
Wow. Owner of evil load, carry your load.
On Friday, where she saw demons following her pregnant sister.
What happened? Somebody is walking from a wheelchair or something. That's right. Push that wheelchair in front of him. In fact, give him to push it.
I saw this man.
Give him to push it.
I saw him, sir. Friday night, she saw demons following her pregnant sister. While she was struggling with the demons, her mother and the Lord met her in that dream and said, why are you struggling? Daddy said, use scripture. And she came out of that revelation. Saturday morning, the woman came, said that she was dying, that she was there, and the baby in the womb had died. She remembered the instruction in the dream, placed tongues of fire and placed it on the woman. Immediately, the dead baby jacked up. Tongues of fire with your picture on it, on her, the woman revived and baby jacked back to life.
Where did you get this picture from? From where? It's a very, very brutal picture. It's looking somehow. That was the picture he placed.
Yes, sir.
So the devil saw
and ran away,
the frowning fire face.
Sir, backbone for several weeks healed right now in this backbone pain.
Give the Lord a big praise.
I want to analyze that picture more because there is fire on the side of the face. Did you see it? What happened to this father? Lumbar spondylosis.
Two of the lumbar vertebrae had collapsed.
Eh?
That two of the vertebrae.
Two of the lumbar vertebrae already collapsed.
Collapsed. So.
That is, he's meant to be not working at all.
Permanently on a wheelchair.
Permanently.
And he was booked for surgery. He was booked for surgery. In that condition, he came this
two
morning.
Two of the lower vertebrae collapsed already. Yes. This is complete paralysis.
He has been in that condition for 2 weeks now.
He can't walk, he can't get up, he can't do anything.
And why you are ministering, sir? On his own, he just stood up from the...
Push the wheelchair all the way to my seat. And when you reach my seat, sit there.
incredible miracle working God. We have several testimonies. Just like the commanding the day, it's impossible to take all those testimonies. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Very soon to be thousands. Please take your seat 1 minute. I'd like you to listen to this testimony of this. The testimony of this. My guy carrying the camera here and there. Right. You said? More things are happening. Any eruption that happened anywhere, let it go. Yes, go ahead.
Praise the Lord, church. My name is Dunamis. I want to thank God.
His name is Dunamis. Speak out louder.
Somebody shout power. Hallelujah. 2018, March 5th, I was asked to go and buy specimen with my friend.
2018, March 5th, he was asked to go and buy specimen with his friend.
So he's from the other religion, and I rode power bike. So we were approaching like a U-turn.
Are you hearing? Wait, you are not hearing. Can you make it louder? You echo it.
Praise God.
Praise God.
So I was riding the power bike. And
I think it's clear now.
And there was this lady, she's also from the other religion. She drove the car. She had gone.
She has gone.
So I checked. Okay. So I checked my time. I saw that it was 8:45 a.m. And because we were running late, so I decided to, you know, move a little bit faster. Only for me to look up and see that she reversed with full speed. So I mean, I know how to, you know, do some skills with the bike. So I applied both the handbrake and the left brake. I already calculated that, okay, the worst that can happen is to hit my right hand at the windscreen. And once I do that, I'm going to break a windscreen with my right hand. And as calculations, it happened. So immediately the windscreen...
See the hand over here?
Immediately the windscreen caught my hand. The guy behind me was afraid, so he just pushed me and jumped off the power bike. So I lose control and hit my chest on the bonnet. I passed out.
Did you hear that? Immediately he hit the hand on the windscreen. It caught his hand here. The guy behind him became afraid, pushed him, and jumped off the power bike. He lost control and hit his chest on the bonnet of the car. And passed out.
So that was all I could remember. So I saw myself in a space where the whole people that has died in my family lineage, from my grandfather, my uncle, even the people we did not grow up to meet, we saw their picture. I saw them lined up. And I saw my grandfather trying to speak, but he has no spiritual capacity. But I could read his lips. He was saying that, please, don't take him. This is our only child, the only one that is going to elevate the family. And he was trying to speak. So I saw two guys in black van, and they're like, come here, you are going. Who do you think you are? People who are bigger than you, they've come here, they've crossed. And I said, no, I'm not going. I stood by the door later. I discovered I can't raise my hand, I can't raise my leg. Then I started thinking, I started crying in my heart, and I'm like, God, who's going to help me? Right before that time, I used to do comedy in church, so I used to meet Big Daddy a lot. So I know his voice, even if I'm sleeping. So right there, I heard him singing, you are always there to help, you are always there to help me, even when no one else was. So when I heard the voice, I'm like, I know this voice. And I just spoke in tongues, shakalabayagada. I received strength on my left leg. I raised the leg, I discovered that I'm seeing myself in a mortuary. I'm like, mortuary care. Where I was, there were people, I'm in a mortuary. No, I crossed my leg back. So those guys start coming with full speed, and daddy say, Eshadaba, there shall be no loss. Return! And then I raised my two leg. You know, like it happened in a movie where somebody falls on the bed. I saw myself fell on the stuff I was in the mortuary. And the man in the mortuary is from the other religion. He started shouting down. I said, no, it's Jesus here. Yeah. I started speaking in tongue. Everybody started speaking in tongue in the office. And then the man checked the time. I discovered that I died 8 a.m. And through the mantle of the commission over the commission, through the pastor, Dr. Pastor Pelin, he said, I came back to like 6 p.m. I woke up in the mortuary with stuffs in my nose. There was coffee prepared.
Passed on by 8 a.m. Woke up in the mortuary by 6 p.m. with stuff in his nostril.
The lady from the other region had, she said her mother died, so she was going to buy coffee. So she bought coffee for her mother and the bastard devil that died. It was not me because she bought the coffee. I saw the coffee. And then I woke up, I could not remember anything. I still kept hearing that and singing the song. Then I started speaking in tongues. The man said that they should leave me, that it's impossible for me to survive because there was blood gushing out from my neck where I had the...
That's the jugular, external jugular vein there. Once that one is caught, it's dead.
So there was blood gushing out, and I kept speaking in tongues. Daddy was, as I was still hearing him, and he said, "Peace, be still." I kept quiet. Immediately, the doctor said they should rush me to the other side, and I discovered that when before I came to the, before they rushed me to the mortuary, I had, like, there was totally no blood. The clothes I was wearing, caught fire. The street where I had the accident, for months, there was still blood on the road. And to his greatest surprise, he saw that my blood and every other thing came back to normal. At the spot, he gave his life to Christ.
He gave his life to Christ on the spot.
Then fast forward to this year, because after that incident, I kept asking God, what is the reason why he saved me? When I was giving birth to, my mom said I died, they were taking me to go and bury, and then I came back to life. At the age of 12, I was going, my friend pushed me, bike crossed my head, I passed on again. So this one was a third attempt, and I told God, why? Why is it happening? What is special about me? Glory be to God, this year, God gave me the grace to shoot the biggest gospel music video that took over the internet and brought down even the secular space. I just want to return all praise and glory unto God.
So, the pastor of Ida Church, who is now here, Abraham Okey, yes, you are aware of the case. You went to the hospital, you prayed for him
on phone. Yes, sir.
What did you pray for?
Pray divine intervention. The mantle of the commission should answer.
You see, at that time his memory was gone.
Yes, sir.
After he had come back.
Yes, sir.
No, he's okay. You are the current leader and he's the previous one. So he mentioned his name. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the mortuary. 10 solid hours. Who is that? You heard about the case?
Neither.
You are from Ida?
You were at that time. I heard of the accident and the person from mortuary that came back alive.
People, when we saw the other day, he went for the first time. He went on his knees and was in tears. He couldn't say one word. So we couldn't talk that day. We couldn't talk the following day. We couldn't talk until a few days later. I said, so what happened? He says he never knew he would see the person that brought him back to life. That you mean the same person that stepped on that other side and sang and brought him to life is the one he's seeing now? You are not going before your time. And this testimony will conclude here. All of you, your testimonies are so explosive and the lineup is so much, you may not be able to take all of it. But there is a mantle that is at work. It's a mantle that made this clergyman retired to be on his feet after two lower vertebrae collapsed already. The mantle that brought that young man back to life in 2018. The same mantle is here today. You shall fulfill your days. You shall fulfill your days. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Let's celebrate. You can pick up your... Okay, come over here. Lift up your hands. Listen. You know, I told you. If your destiny is great, the devil, your battles are great. The devil fights what he fears. Three attempts. Died, was going for burial as a child, came back. Then a second attempt. Then this is the third. He said, Lord, why? Why? He said, because I have an assignment for you. A destiny the devil is fighting. I prophesy to everyone here today. Everyone whose destiny the devil is fighting. I declare that fight is over. Is over. Is over. Is over. Is over. Is over. Fulfill your days. Fulfill your destiny. Affliction shall not rise up a second time. That last attempt is the last forever. Can we dance the dance of celebration 1 minute? All of you, I'm so sorry. Thank God for your healings. They are permanent. But please dance back to your seat. Let's go. Everywhere you are, lift your hands high. God has done everything here today. Deaf to hear, lame to walk, confirmation of a dead raised, not even today, 5 years ago. I pray upon you today. Whatever needs to be raised, I declare it is raised. But everywhere you are this moment, you want to say to me, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be forgiven my sins. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Everywhere you are, pray this prayer after me and say it louder. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, louder, in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.